All right, here we go. Irresistibly awful number 230. Matt and John. And John, you picked our last movie of the year, Pottersville. John, what do you think of Pottersville?
How about that for a Christmas movie, huh? You know, it was.
I did like the snowiness, yes.
And I'd say of my two Sasquatch movies, this one was a higher budget film.
Oh boy. Hold on.
The Sasquatch Gang.
Number 162.
Yeah. Good old days.
Yeah, John, this one, I got to tell you, John, I like to think I know, I've seen a lot of movies, I've heard of a lot of movies. John, I'd never heard of this movie. I never heard of this movie.
Which is wild, because it's not that old, and it had some real actors in it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, as I called them, you got Zod, and then you got Clay from Sons of Anarchy, and well, those are the two I just like calling them. That's what I called them as I wrote everything down. I'm like, okay, it's Zod, and that's Clay from Sons of Anarchy. But John, okay, I gotta say that I think of all the movies we've done, this one has, as a collective, the dumbest town I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was such a dumb town, yes. Yes.
And I got to bring up the one thing, because I can't remember where it was in the movie. I wrote it down because I was like, come on now. Oh, I can't find it. It's when the deputy, they're all talking about who's seen the Sasquatch, and that a deputy on the police department says he's as big as a house.
As big as a house?
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is how these stories get started. They just grow into something more.
Yeah, this has basically, we got a guy who runs the local town store, and the town is falling apart because the old mill closed, John.
Oh man, what would he do without the old? Is that like, I mean, how small of a town you got to be for for that to be your main employer? Like, how many people would they have had in there? Maybe 50? That would have been a lot of people for a mill, I think. I don't know. I really don't know that. I don't really don't know how many people it takes to run a mill.
Yeah, we really don't know.
No clue.
I never saw that, how it's made, the mill. You know, I never watched it. Yeah, I don't know how many's in there.
Everything I know about a mill is probably technology that was from 1890, you know.
So his name is, of course, Maynard. Or General Zod, whatever you want to go with. But then he has some, and boy, we'll get into his personal issues.
And he does. Poor guy.
Which leads him into putting on a costume, roaming the town, and people think it's Bigfoot, so they get a bunch of publicity, blah, blah, blah. And I'll just say about his outfit, John.
It wasn't that good.
I got a Chewbacca mask laying around somewhere here where I, you know, when my kid was Princess Leia, and I had a Chewbacca mask. That thing is 100 times better than this gorilla mask he wears.
Yep. Yep.
In this movie. And people look at him directly in the face and go, oh, it's a Squatch. I do like that term. Squatch.
Squatch. I liked it. Yep. I saw the Squatch.
Oh boy, everybody saw him.
Yep.
But nobody's like, well, he's just wearing an outfit and a dumb mask. No, no.
And then they're like all surprised when they realize, you know, really?
Oh,
you
man.
Really? You did it? No.
Oh man. Yeah. So Maynard here runs Grieger's General Store. It looks like all the other stores are closed.
And like everything, right? All the houses are up for sale, or businesses are up for rent, and you know everything looks kind of run out of town. I mean, the town doesn't look terrible, but there's definitely parts of it you're like, oh, it looks pretty empty. Now their opening scene, they're like, it's winter time, right? And there's snow on the ground. It's definitely outdoors and cold, and I'm like, that's pretty smart because it makes the place look even deader because no one wants to drive in the snow.
Yeah, you got that right. And he's got a shovel to walk, but all the rest of the sidewalk's no cover because none of the other businesses are there.
Yeah.
So
just shovel them all.
I got to tell you, know, I like to think I grew up in kind of a small town. I mean, it's a metropolis now, but
compared to what it was.
I don't think there was ever any place in my town that kept a tab for your groceries and whatnot because. I was like, boy, that's awful nice of them.
Yeah, you know, the bar will start a tab for you, but you got to pay it by the time you leave. That's how that works. That's the only place I've ever had a tab was at a bar. And then I paid it before I left.
Yeah, this guy, this woman shopping, and he's like, oh, she's like, oh, you know, we don't have enough money. And he's like, oh, that's fine, just leave. I'm like, wow. All right, I don't know how you're keeping the lights on in this place.
Right?
But
I don't know what kind of groceries he's selling. Must have a good profit margin.
But he works at the store with his, I guess, coworker Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And then, here's another one. Winston from John Wick is in this movie. He shows up and he's selling elk steak, among other things.
Yep.
Gotta say, John, I never had elk steak.
I've not had elk anything.
But
that'd be interesting.
It's weird because he's just carrying around this meat.
Was he going door to door selling? Did he butcher it himself, or is there a butcher in town?
Did you ever get that, John? Back in the day, I remember a guy driving up to our house, and he would just have steaks in the back of his truck. Did you ever get that?
Yes, I did. And I bought some once.
Yeah. It's a great deal.
It was a good deal, yeah. It was questionable, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Nope.
Might get instant diarrhea. You don't know. Don't know.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's frozen tart. I don't know. Ziploc sealed. Whatever.
He drives a sweet Volkswagen van, John. Did you see this thing? Oh boy.
Yes, it was a nice shape too. I mean, it was really good.
And he gets some elk steak because his wife likes that. So he's like, well, I'm going to head home early and surprise her. And you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, you kind of see this coming, right? I'm going to get do some wine and dine and, you know, have a good night, if you know what I mean.
And I'll just say, John, if you ever go home early to surprise your wife and you hear howling coming from the bedroom, let me just say, if she's not going to have a cake ready for you in there, all right?
Did you get a puppy? Did you get a puppy? That's what he's thinking. Did you get a dog? All right, so he gets home, right? And he's got a nice big house, by the way. That is a heck of a house.
For two people.
Well done, grocery man.
But, I know.
Yeah, so he goes up, he puts the steaks in the fridge, and heads upstairs to see the missus.
No.
Here we go. She's dressed like a rabbit, like full costume, full body costume, head to toe. It's like The Voice. We got a couple of characters from The Voice in your bedroom, the rabbit and the wolf. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can just see
Okay.
the confusion in his head. He's like, "What is happening?"
And I'm gonna say this, and then later on we run into a whole herd of these people. I'm gonna say right now, I'm sorry. First of all, you're in the bedroom, all right. Second of all, she's with another guy who's a squirrel slash wolf. These people are banging. You ain't gonna tell me these people ain't banging, all right?
No,
Nope.
they're just rubbing up on each other. That's
No,
all. Just
yeah, I
rubbing
bet you're rubbing.
up.
I don't believe that, especially later on when we get this orgy in the woods. I'm sorry, that's what it is. You ain't gonna
Free
tell me that
orgy.
it is. All right, that's what it was. Don't even tell me these people are. What are they doing in this bedroom? So you're telling me they're just standing there feeling each other? Stop it! Stop it!
Why do it in the bedroom?
Stop
Why
it!
not in the living room? Why not, you know?
They went up to the bedroom to touch each other. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't even.
I
Oh
went on
boy.
the old Urban Dictionary to see
Oh no.
what it had to say about the furries, and it's been filled with anti-furry or no, with
Oh no.
pro furry sentiment, I think. So just all this talk about how there's people who are talking negative, and you don't understand it. If you, it's just like, wow, there's a lot of defense right now on this website. Of all
How
websites, the Urban
dare you?
Dictionary is defending furries to the tilt. I'm like, all right, I was just looking for something funny to say.
Like, oh wow.
I'm
All
not
right.
judging your lifestyle. You want to do that? Go nuts, man. I don't care.
Yeah, you want to dress up and go rub each other in the woods? All right, go for it. Hey.
I really don't care. That's cool. Whatever. It's
Yeah.
not my thing, but
Yeah.
fine. I guess, it used to be you just dressed up in leather, but now you're dressing up as an animal. I guess it's with fur versus without fur. I mean, it's very similar.
But boy, oh boy, it's at this moment where Maynard starts to have his mental breakdown, right? I think he starts to lose it right here because he's
Of
trying to
course.
process what Clay from Sons of Anarchy, the local sheriff, is doing dressed up as a squirrel slash wolf in his bedroom with his wife, who's a bunny. So he's like, well, I guess I'll leave you to it then, and heads to the store and starts drinking some alcohol on the way.
Yeah, so earlier, Bart
Yeah.
or Winston, he gave
Yep.
him a bottle of shine. He
Boy.
said, "Moonshine makes you go crazy." And then, yeah, so now after this encounter with his furry wife and the sheriff, he decides, "I'm gonna drink this bottle of shine." And okay, I get they're just acting, right? He's not actually drunk. This is a movie. Is this how he thinks people act when they're drunk? Has he never been drunk before? I've never heard of anybody like that before. Just the way he was. It was different. It was
Yeah,
different.
I did like what he was telling Parker. He told her that he went to breathe some life, and then life decided to take a poop in my face, so I ended up breathing poop instead. Rabbit and squirrel poop.
just like, what? That doesn't make any sense. He goes, oh, my bad. It was a wolf. It doesn't make any sense if it's a rabbit. It definitely was a wolf. She's like, all right. And then he goes, look, she's like, you should go home to your wife, Connie. She's probably worried about you. He goes, there is no Connie. She's been replaced by the Easter Bunny's evil twin. It's like, oh, you're effed up.
Oh, that a movie we do, the Easter Bunny's evil twin.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we can do right there. You know, it's no hold on. It's no cute little buggers.
Oh no.
Number 159.
Yeah.
So
when she offers Parker offers for him to go back to her place.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm just gonna stay here and be alone and think about furries. And he asks her, he goes, do you belong to a furry sex club? And she goes, you know what? You're going to be fine here alone. Bye.
She's like, never mind. See, he knows what's going on in there. He knows. So, he does a little more thinking, and then he... Well, you know, in his general store, he has, what do you call this, John? Like a military, like, what sniper.
Camouflage like, yeah. coat, maybe, right? It kind of makes you look like a grassy knoll. a bush. I don't know. And then he's got, like, the cheap Halloween gorilla mask. And gloves. He's got the gloves, too.
It's black, right? It's like a black gorilla mask.
Yep, yep.
Not
a good one.
He's putting it on. He's like, I'll show you. I'm fucking furry.
That's what he's thinking, right? He's like, all right, I'll dress up as a furry. Yep.
Yeah, and then he, next thing you know, we cut to him naked on the floor the next morning. And you're like, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, just wakes up in the general store on the floor. Yeah, what's her name? Parker walks in, and she's like, oh, hey. And she's like, oh, my God, get dressed.
Yeah, he has to get dressed because he's got to come outside because everybody's in the store watching the local news station in black and white.
I was like, what? 9-inch TV, black and white TV. Like, what? Why? What is? Hold on. What? Do you guys not have like an Applebee's?
Everybody in town saw the Bigfoot, and the news already has a story about the Bigfoots roaming the town.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as I put it, are all of these people blind or stupid or both? So
it was at night, you know. It couldn't see really well. There's that. Half man, half gorilla. They saw this guy drinking from the pee-pee of his fountain.
He must have been fountains.
It must have been thirsty. Look, one of these fountains where you got like the kid peeing into the fountain, and he was drinking from the kid peeing in the fountain. I'm like, oh, this is weird.
So
it was funny though. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's like, he goes to see Ron Perlman, who's the sheriff, and it's a madhouse, and he's trying to tell him the truth, but John, TV's calling.
Oh, yeah, it's TV Ming. That's what this was. Can't stop for that.
No, I'm telling you. So he's like, yeah, I'll talk to you later. And he's like, all right. So he leaves there. He sees his wife walking, and she is like, can you believe how exciting this is? There's a Bigfoot here. And he's like, you know, that's fake. You're excited for this? And she's like, look at the town. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She was really excited. Really, really excited.
Oh. boy. Yeah. So he's like, wow, look at all these towns excited. I'll dress up again and roam the town.
And he just, that's all he really does, right? He just kind of walks through the alleys. He moans a little bit and maybe looks in people's windows.
You know as well as I do. Well, man, he might catch like a sorority doing something, John. You don't know.
Oh.
You know as well as I do. These small towns, there would be like a mob of guys with guns already trying to hunt this thing. The first
Oh,
story they hear about it,
absolutely. There have
man.
been 17 pickup trucks with shotguns everywhere, rifles, all kinds of camo.
But it doesn't take long before the news gets out, and we have Brock Masterson showing up in his monster hunting helicopter in the middle of town. The
The monster finder.
I
Like
gotta
this
say.
guy. I like this guy. He's fun. He's a fun part of this movie. He's got the he's doing the poor Australian accent the whole time.
At first, I didn't know what he was sounded like. I seriously was like, what is he trying to, what is this? But yeah, this is where he goes to meet the local townsfolk to hear about the sighting. This is where the deputy's like, it's
Yeah,
big as a house.
he's like, did anybody actually see him? I saw him. He's 8 foot tall. And then the sheriff, she's like, he's every bit of that. I'd say he's tall as a house. Like, really?
You fucking moron.
It was funny. Bart asks Maynard, he goes, hey, is Connie enjoying her elk? And he goes, she's been enjoying all kinds of animals lately.
What kind of meat has she been enjoying? Oh. Those steaks never got eaten either. I mean, they're still in there. So they're gonna do a search, and the whole town is ready for this search. They're all coming out for this, man.
They busted out every whistle they got, put everybody out in a line to, what were they going to search one field? I mean, it really wasn't. What was the game plan here? You're not going to get much searching with that.
I did like it when the guy who's high finds a deer dead in the road, and old Brock comes over there and he's like, my God, only a squatch could break a deer's leg like this.
Snapped his leg back, must have been Bigfoot. And they're like, oh, maybe, or maybe he tripped in a hole. That's possible too. Smartest point in this movie was after that. He's like, all right, it's time for a Foster's. And they're like, what? You know, beer? Yeah, that's right. Hard work.
Australian. So yeah, Brock says he's gonna go out at night to get evidence by himself. But first, John, he's got to bust out the old Yeti song with a guitar. Oh
What
boy.
is happening right now? Oh man,
Oh boy.
Connie asks Brock. She goes, "Do you ever dress up as the animals you search for? You know, like camouflage."
Like, well, that's a strange random question. Oh,
Maynard's
Yeti. My
just rolling
Yeti.
his eyes.
Oh, Yeti. My Yeti. And well, Winston gets their attention by doing the nails on the board. And he's like, "Well, I'll catch it for you." And they're like, "Yeah, we'll think about
Yeah.
that."
I can't believe how everybody was just eating this song up, because
Oh.
wasn't good or anything. He's just playing guitar and poorly singing. Boy, they
Well,
loved it.
he must have, he must have a hit show, because I'll tell you, I've never watched the actual Finding Bigfoot shows that are actually on the real TV. I've never done it. So I don't know how captivating they are, but boy, this guy, they love the show. I mean, he's a big time celebrity. All right.
In this town, that would be, that kind of town, you can imagine that, right? You've never had anybody of significance come through there before.
Maynard continues his downward spiral into Crazy Town when he's in the van talking to his wife, who isn't there.
Yeah, he's trying to explain what's going on, and then the camera pans and she's not in the van with him. All right, but then he gets passed by like three or four large SUVs that say Monster Finder, so obviously it's going up a notch.
Well, and then they show him, it looks like he's like upgrading the suit and he's reading books about it, but he never really does much with any of
Right? Yeah,
that. He just
he makes his costume a little better. Not a lot better, a little better. He reads up on it. He does, must have had a book at his dad's house on
You
Sasquatch.
should.
Yeah.
You should have a book in case of anything. All right.
That's right.
So yeah, he's gonna venture out to the woods. Meanwhile, we find some things out thanks to Brock. I wouldn't know that Squatch loves tree sap.
Interesting.
I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know that. Good to
And
know.
did you know why they like the tree sap?
No, John. Why is that? I don't.
Well, that's because the Sasquatch needs to feed on that sap to feed his powerful libido.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's got to fuel up the libido with the tree sap.
Feel it up.
What?
Boy. So he tries communicating with it by doing some of his yodeling, or something. I don't know. So we start to see that this Brock guy is his whole show's kind of fake.
Whoa,
I
whoa.
know, I know. I was shocked.
Yeah, because they're staging some like guy to make some sounds that sound like Sasquatch is nearby. And but before he gets a chance, Maynard's not too far and he does some sounds as well. And he's like, it wasn't me. Like, very funny. No, seriously, it wasn't me.
Maynard ends up scaring them and they all run away.
Yeah, Brock's like, nope, I'm out. I'm done. I am not that brave. But I don't know who this gal is. Is she like the TV producer or
I think so.
something like that? She goes, but what if you actually caught Bigfoot? And he's like, yeah, I could do. I'd be big. I'd be like movies big. Yeah.
Whoa. Like Harry and the Hendersons.
That's
I
nice
love
one. That's a
Harry
good
and the Hendersons, all right. I ain't afraid to say it. Yeah, it turns out he's not even Australian. All
what?
right. I know. I don't think I could do that, John. Just keep up a fake Australian accent like all the time.
Oh, it'd be tough.
But
Yeah.
they're like, "Red, we're gonna have to get Winston to help us capture this thing." You know, they're not gonna kill him. They're gonna capture it with some tranq guns.
Yeah, he's like, well, it'll cost you $10,000.
Kish.
Ooh.
Well, point, yeah,
Yeah.
they're like, okay, yeah, sure.
Really isn't that much if you think about it. It's
Yeah,
really
they're like,
for,
okay, yeah.
we spent probably 10 grand on, accommodations this week.
Yeah, weren't they paying like the cast of Friends $1 million each an episode? So yeah, I think they could swing it.
Yep.
So now we're gonna have Brock and Clay from Sons of Anarchy, Winston from John Wick. They're the three that are going out to catch the beast. Don't forget the guitar though. Mentioning that. So they're sitting around, and I like how they're like that Brock guy when he's like, "We might have to stay overnight," and he's like, "What?" Like, oh boy, we're gonna have to stay overnight out here.
Yeah, he's not very outdoorsy. No, this was a bit of a surprise for him.
And Winston, something like what Brock says, something like, "You think I'm stupid?" And Winston says, "I don't think you're stupid. I think when it comes to thinking, you have bad luck." Like,
It
what?
was great. He goes, "No, I don't think you're stupid. I just think that maybe sometimes when it comes to thinking, you have bad luck." And you have to stop for a second and unpackage that statement and say, "Wow,
Yeah.
that was a fantastic line. I loved it.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to thinking,
Oh,
you have bad luck."
well,
Oh, gotta use that
me,
more often.
that's a good one for coworkers right there,
Right.
because they might not even figure it out.
Nope.
So meanwhile, back at the store, Parker finds his squatch bag, John.
But she doesn't like confront him. She just like, "Oh," and then leaves. And you're like, "Whoa, what? You weren't gonna say nothing? You're just gonna be cool with it? All right."
Meanwhile, we find out Winston's put up a trip wire around the camp, so they'll know if the squatch comes near them. And turns out it gets tripped, and in the confusion, Brock shoots Jack with the trank gun.
Yeah, sheriff goes down. Oh. And he's like, "Did I kill him?" And he's like, nah, he's just gonna sleep it All right.
Yeah, turns out it was a coyote, John. So it's the next morning, and I found this interesting because the next morning we got Brock going to take a poop in the woods. All
Yep.
right, I gotta tell you, John, I don't know about you. Now, I don't think I've ever actually pooped in the woods. Okay, I don't think I've ever done that. I can't remember. Maybe when I was a kid. I don't know. It doesn't cross my mind pooping anymore. I haven't
Sure.
done it recently. Okay.
Not recently. Yeah. Not in the last 15, 20 years. Yep.
But I would think though, when you're getting ready to take the poop, you got to think of a way that you're going to get some kind of wiping done here.
Yeah,
Don't you, John? Don't
you
you?
gotta plan a little bit ahead
Yeah,
there.
I gotta say, you know.
Now, there's
Yeah.
snow on the ground. This was the easiest fix anyway, right?
There
You
you go.
snow wipe that done.
Oh boy. Woo.
It'll be
Woo.
brisk.
Woo. Yeah, it would. Oh boy. Hopefully got that good packing snow. You know,
Yes.
the good
Yep.
packing snow. Oh, you know what, John? I'll just say real quick here. I never in my life thought I'd be talking to you about wiping my ass with good packing snow. You know, I never.
Thought
That's a
that was
new
going to be
one.
a
That's
conversation
a
piece.
wiping the ass with snow.
Now, Matt, when you're about to wipe your butt from pooping in the woods with packing snow, would you or would you not call your boss to discuss an exit strategy?
Well, I gotta say, you know, if I did do that, I wouldn't tell them I'm taking a poop while I'm talking to
Now
them.
she is like at a spa, right? She's totally like she got the cucumbers on her eyeballs, you know, she's got the massage, you know, whatever. She's definitely at a spa, and she's listening to her TV talent telling her that she's pooing, that he's pooing actively while on the phone. She's like, oh, ooh.
Once he gets off the phone, he's starving, and Winston takes a stick and somehow I believe he eats a maggot here, John. Is this a worm? I don't know what he's eating here.
They were slimy yet satisfying.
And Brock's like, no.
Not that hungry. No. No.
I gotta tell you though,
What, you went out in the woods and you didn't even think to like, oh, what are we gonna eat? That wasn't part of your packing process.
yeah, nobody brought a granola bar or a
Yeah.
sandwich. I mean,
Right?
you gotta bring something like that. Where's your protein bar? Come on.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. And I'll say, John, we get a saying from Winston here, and I gotta tell you, I paused this movie for a good solid minute, and I was thinking about what he said here and how I'm gonna use this in my everyday life going forward. Because they ask him if he has any moonshine left, I believe was the question, and he responds.
Now hold on, before you say what he responds with, is anywhere in anything you could have thought of as a response remotely close to what actually happens next?
I got nothing, you know. You
I've
know,
got
you thought maybe,
nothing.
he would say something. Well, does a bear poop in the woods or something, you
There
know,
you go, there you go.
or
Yep.
something, you know? But Winston goes with something, and it really had me thinking. Winston says, "If a snake had ears, would you screw it?" And I sat there and I went, I guess it must be a yes because he had must have moonshine and I was
So obviously you have moonshine because if a snake had ears, you would screw it. Yeah, I just that was like one of those I don't even know. I don't even know what to say.
And I know there's a lot of good lines we're going to be talking about for our last show there, but I might have to put that one in there just because just because I don't know. That's I mean
Yeah, we got one or two. We got a couple of good one-liners in this movie where you're just like either just completely like this one, out there, completely out there. We like it. We love it when a movie gives us something that we did not expect nor could under comprehend ever happening, you know? And this is one of those moments where you're like, they're all words. They're out in this English, and you put it in a sentence. But when you read it all together in one line, you're like, "What just happened? What? Say that
Yeah, because then I was like, wait, so you don't have mo wait, no, you do.
You
Wait,
do."
so wait, why are you screwing a snake? What?
Why
What?
wouldn't you screw a snake that didn't have ears? Wait, no, wait. I don't
Wait,
understand.
then I'm like, don't snakes hear? Or wait, snakes don't hear. Then I'm wait a
Do
minute. Then I'm trying to think
snakes
about
have
snakes.
ears?
I'm looking it up right now because I'm making sure. All right.
Can they hear?
All right.
They smell through their tongue, so do they listen through
All
their eyes? I don't understand.
right. Snakes do not have an external ear, but they do have all the parts of the inner ear that we do. All right.
There you go. So they can hear themselves.
They can only hear a portion of the sounds we hear. So,
You
technically, snakes
go. They have ears.
have kind of ears. So,
There it is.
just so you know, we always are teaching. All right. We might
Yes.
take away one thing an episode at least. All right.
The more
All
you
right.
know.
Yeah. Usually it's a bunch of useless knowledge.
Always, almost always,
Unless it tells you that Napoleon's wife liked you.
what?
Get banged in beans. Hey, you didn't know that, did you? There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
There you
So, all right.
So Maynard's
So,
he's a closing up shop right now. He's getting ready to end, and Parker, I think she's like trying to make sure he doesn't go out as the Bigfoot, or maybe just trying to be a friend or something. And she goes far as to be like, "Hey, yo, you want to like Netflix and chill?" And he's like, nah, I don't want to watch a movie right now. I'll take a rain check." And like, dude, what
Oh
did you
boy.
hear what you just said?
You know what would have been funny is if she just said, "You should come over and watch Harry and the Henderson or
Oh,
the
that
Sasquatch Gang," you know.
would have
So then the trio of hunters there, they start having an interesting conversation about a movie I think would be a lot better, about Bigfoot being an alien prisoner.
was great. Yeah. Is Bigfoot an alien? Not just
I
an
like it.
alien. He's an alien criminal.
That's good.
Yeah. So Earth is just a prison where we
I
dump
like
off
it.
our criminal Bigfoots.
I like it. I gotta say, I like it.
Oh.
Give me the rock. All right. As Bigfoot or hunting the Bigfoot. Give me either one. All right.
Yeah.
Give me
Yeah.
both. All right. Dual part. We find out Brock's favorite part is the scat. They have a nice talk about that, John.
Yeah, he talks about Bigfoot spores and then scat. And Brock has no clue what he's talking about.
I'm glad you asked me.
I like putting my hands in the scat, get real in it.
Parker goes back to the store because she has to tell him that she knows. But instead, she finds a typed letter. What's it say? I don't know, but it's tearful.
You gotta help me out here, because what was the letter?
I think it was a suicide mission myself, John. I
I
don't
have
know. I think.
like I have no idea what was on this letter. I don't know what it said.
I thought she's gonna start reading it, right? I was like, okay, and
Because
no,
she was
okay.
reading it to herself, and at one point she got really happy, and then she got confused.
I don't, I'm
Maybe.
telling you, I think he wasn't planning on coming back. I think it was a one-way mission.
I think you might be right. Yeah, I don't know.
He probably said how much he liked her and he ain't coming back. The store's yours. You get to make $1 billion a year at the store
It
with all this
was.
Bigfoot merch. Which, by the way, how dumb is Maynard? You don't let people sell shit in your store without taking a cut of that. You should get the majority cut of that. All
That's right.
right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're killing me. Oh, he's too nice. Too nice. Come on.
He's really too nice. He is such a
That
nice guy.
$30 Bigfoot shirt, I better get at least 15. All right,
That's
at
right.
least.
Yeah. $3 in t-shirt and ink and come on, man.
Our group of hunters, they oh boy, oh boy, I didn't know what I was reading here, but they stumble upon some commotion in the woods we mentioned earlier, John.
Yeah, I mean they're wasted, by the way. You know, they've been drinking the shine all night, but they hear a sound in the woods, and it ain't a coyote this time.
Oh boy.
So they're gonna head out, and the sheriff's checking his calendar, and he's a little concerned.
Yeah, I was like, you think he would have steered him away from this area
Right.
if he knew there was a furry festival happening.
Called his buddies up and say, no, not tonight. Yeah.
Yeah,
No,
you
so
might
that's
get shot.
exactly. We got a whole furry party out in the woods.
Oh
Their first annual Sasquatch watch.
boy. Yeah, I know what this is.
Oh,
Yeah.
man, it was.
Yeah.
It
It's a
was
squatch orgy is what it is. That's what it
furry
is.
orgy.
Yep. It's a squatch furry orgy. All right. Don't even tell me it's not. Like they're just gonna dress up and stand out there. Like, they're not even drinking. They're just standing around the fire. Yeah, screw you.
Yeah,
Nope.
that's what it is, man. They're just rubbing up, having a good time.
I don't want to get the furry community mad at me. Like I said, we don't care. All right.
Yes,
All right. Maybe that is what you do. All right.
if that's what you're into,
All
that's what
right.
you're into. That's cool. That's cool, man. That's all right. It's all right. Yep.
You're not bothering me. Yep. Go ahead. I'm
No,
just
I.
saying, as it comes to this movie, I don't believe that's what they're doing in this movie. That's all I'm saying.
There have been, you know, some sexy furry animals in the past, you know, like I'm sure probably out there.
I thought you were gonna bust out a movie. I was trying to get my list out.
Was gonna
Oh.
try.
I'm gonna try.
Just couldn't do it. So sorry.
Oh,
Oh, so sorry.
Winston's like, you can all leave now. And then we see Maynard's, he's roaming the woods by them.
I
roaming the woods.
did notice during this furry party that Brock, he's into it. He thinks this is a blast. Yeah.
Eventually they try communicating and Maynard's communicating back, knocking sticks and hooting and hollering and whatnot, and then Winston shoots them with the trank gun.
Yeah, and
And
I you could tell when he shot him too that he knew. He knew right then that it was just him or somebody, right? Just somebody in the suit. He knew. But he did it anyway. He shot him with a trick. You're gonna be like, yeah, get the heck out of here. We're just messing with everybody. Come on.
And what I love is he just covers up the body, and then apparently they throw it in the back of a truck. The Brock guy doesn't even care to look at it. He just hops in
Nope.
the truck, heads the town, man, just heads the town. And boy, we get everybody in town gathers around for the big Bigfoot.
Not a chance. Not a chance. I would have seen that. I would have, let me have a good look at this thing before we put it in the truck. I want to know what we got.
You got that right. Right? Because you think you just did the impossible. You know,
Take
I mean,
me take some pictures of me holding the Sasquatch, you know, right now.
Oh boy. Yeah, the big unveiling. Everybody in town shows up for this thing. And boy, even when they take the cover off him, everybody's like, nobody's like, well, what the fuck is that? That's stupid. That's a guy in a costume. Like, they're all like, oh my, it's the Squatch.
It's the squat. You ripped the squatch's face off. There's a man under his face. Oh, he must have ate Maynard. No.
Oh boy. But yeah, Parker comes running in like, Maynard, it's Maynard, are you okay, Maynard?
Maybe they, you know, could have said he was a were-wasp watch.
Where
Were-wasp watch.
wawa? Where wawa?
Were
Where wawa spot?
squash
Where
where squash
Of course, you know, you can always see Curse of the Werewolf, number 210.
where
Still makes me laugh when he's making those dog noises jumping from building to building.
It wasn't even that good of a movie, but it was good enough. It was funny enough. Dog face costume. Okay. Was the Werehwahwa costume better or worse than the Sasquatch costume?
Well, he had the hands too. So did Maynard.
Yeah.
I'm going where Wawa. I mean, I think that was a little bit better. A
You think it
little
was a little
bit. This
better?
is a gorilla mask. All right. I mean,
Straight up gorilla mask. Yeah,
all
you're right.
right. I mean,
Yeah.
where Wawa, where Wawa. So she shows them, hey, look, it's just Maynard. You know, the guy you guys take advantage of at the local store? It's just him. All right? It's right
And
here.
they're so pissed. Everybody is so
Oh, this
mad at
motherfucker.
Maynard. Oh, Brock's gonna sue the whole town. They're gonna draw and quarter him and, you know, burn him at the stake. And
Even the deputy sheriff is like, thanks a lot, Maynard. He's gonna sue the town. All right.
like, don't you have any law school training, hon? He ain't got nothing to sue. He can't sue nothing.
Oh, then his wife has said, you can come pack your shit too, you big Bigfoot piece of
You
shit.
phony, you're not a real squatch. You're not a real buddy.
And then Brock's doing an interview, and he says it's 150 million are the damages he's going to be seeking. And I was like, that sounds about right. That's about
Yeah, why not? Go big or go home, right?
right. Parker, she decides she's going to plead with the whole town about them wanting to kill Maynard,
Yeah,
basically.
she's gonna remind them all what a swell guy he is, because he is probably the best guy in town. I mean, for sure. And oh, what does she do? She shows them the ledger, right? All you schmucks have been in here and been in this ledger because you can't pay your bills. You don't know how to budget your money.
Yeah,
But turns out
look.
The ledger was blank. Never wrote anything in it. Just pretended.
Oh, what a guy.
Wow.
Wow. And
He
well,
doesn't
there's a re
understand how tax write-offs work either, I guess.
Oh, and this reporter. This reporter talks to him, and he's like, "Well, you know, I just love this town." All right, back to
Yep.
you.
Why'd you do it? Why'd you do it? But the whole town realizes, you know what? He is a nice guy. We should go say sorry.
Yeah, then all these fuckers somehow find the money to pay him, don't they? You pieces of shit. Yeah, now you got money. Yeah.
It was so they come
Sure.
in, they drop a couple bucks off, and they write their name in the book. I don't know why. Why are
I
they
don't
writing their
know.
name in the book? No, don't know. What's the a couple of bucks gonna do for them? Nothing. I don't
Well,
know.
the reporter, she's like, look at the support for Maynard. He's a real hero.
Christmas miracle. Aww.
Christmas miracle, John.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas miracle. What a way to end our last movie. It's a Christmas miracle. So then his wife is like, you being a hero and everything, you wanna bring that Bigfoot costume home and we can just rub each other a little bit? What do you say there? And he says, no thanks.
He's like, life is short. You should be happy. We're splitting up.
Oh, and she's like, well, the piss off with you.
But he does turn to Parker and like, so you still want a Netflix and chill or what? She's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna go eat her Jiffy Pop.
That sounded dirty. It came out really dirty.
That's what I tried. That's what I was going for.
I don't know that ever knew anyone has ever made Jiffy Pop sound dirty. Somehow.
There you go.
You
There
did
you
it.
go.
Well done.
Oh.
Well done.
So are we supposed to believe? I wasn't sure. Are we supposed to believe this next part? Brock's found out to be a fraud. Okay. Did this just happen, or was Winston behind it? Because I wasn't sure. Did he just happen to be found to be a fraud? I don't know. I thought maybe he did it, but maybe it was just a coincidence he was found to be
I
a
wasn't
fraud. I
sure.
don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because they're just like, oh, this happened. Like, okay, I don't really see how, whatever. I guess it means no lawsuit.
He's an actor.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it, right? Oh my gosh, he wasn't telling the truth. Yeah, that's what they do.
But boy, next thing we got Parker and Maynard getting alone, and you're like, what is happening? And then we see the old mills getting reopened into a Bigfoot museum.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah, because now they're officially on the map. They are one of the main Bigfoot sightings towns, although obviously debunked, but no.
So they're they have opened this up, and I guess he's keeping his store in this place, I guess. And they're gonna be they do a little smoochy smooch, and
Yeah.
that's the end of Potter's Ville.
But, or is it?
Oh.
There was a roar in the distance and they both
Was
looked
there?
over.
I
Yeah.
didn't hear that. Was there? Is that what
Yeah,
they
there was a
looked at?
roar.
Because I was like, what was that? Why are they looking? I didn't hear it.
And they looked over. Yeah. Or
Oh
something.
boy, that changes everything.
There could be a
Oh.
Pottersville too.
Oh boy. I'm gonna say there won't be.
There
And I'm gonna say there won't be.
Probably not.
Oh boy. But yeah, that's Pottersville. Very interesting, I'll say. I'll say. I wasn't
Was
sure
different.
what was gonna happen. Yeah. Snowy, since we don't have any snow.
Yet.
And yeah, I don't see any in the forecast either here, John. I don't know about you, but
Some
I know
we got
you're
some
itching.
flurries coming on Monday. I said flurry, not furry. Flurries
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna
on
say, what's going
Monday.
on over there?
But nothing,
You're
nothing yet to bring out my new snow
yeah.
blower. Nope, it's still just gotta sit a little longer. I might not get any snow. I bought a snow blower this year. There's probably zero chance of us having actual snow this year.
gotta tell you, I won't laugh at you, John, but I probably have a chuckle if you don't get it.
I don't get to turn it on, yeah.
You're out there just polishing it. Come on, baby. I gotta keep you ready.
That's right. It'll be like
it's April.
It'll be like March 15th, and I'll be in the driveway just kind of shining it. Like the birds are out again. Like, ah.
Son of a bitch. What's the global warming things? Not Obama. So, yeah, that's the end of Pottersville. And we'll do what we always do. We'll take next week off because it takes a while to get ready for our end of the year top five list that we do every year. Look back at the year that was shitty movies. And it's always a lot of fun because we don't talk about what we're picking. We both pick our favorite things when it comes to characters, kills, weapons, horny people. We cover it all.
We got a horny one in this movie.
Well, we cover it all. And it's always
a lot of fun. Your picks and my picks, sometimes we get similar ones. Sometimes they're completely different.
Yep. Sometimes
and sometimes it's like, I don't even remember what really?
I know.
I remember that. That was crazy.
Yeah. You'll bust out something and I go, oh boy, I should have done that one. But, you know, just to refresh your memory here, we did start the year with, let me find it. Where did we start this year at? I'm trying to find it on here. Why can't I see? Hold on. There it is. Yes, we started the year with number 188. We have done 43 episodes. We started the year with one up, John. Do you remember one up? You picked it.
The video game. The gals going to college to play video games. Ah, what a career.
Yeah. Boy, I'm looking at some of these, John, and I forgot about Tammy and the T-Rex. Oh boy. I'm looking at this list and
we had some really good ones. We had some bad ones. We always do, right? We have some in there that are like, oof, that was rough. And then we have some like, wow, that was gold.
Rabid grannies. I forgot about rabid grannies. And my favorite, nice girls don't explode.
Just so you know, it's true.
Oh, yeah, you know, just a couple of these, you know, Curse of the Werewolf. Oh, I think Violent Night will be on my favorite movies. I'm just giving a spoiler there.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. High quality.
Piranha Women. Oh, Karis Hell 2. Oh, boy. Woody Woodpecker. Oh, yeah. Winnie the Pooh. It's been quite the year of shitty movies, but John, I look forward to seeing what you come up with. We will do that on the 29th. Yes? And then
sounds like a good idea.
I'll probably post that up there probably the 2nd. That'd be good for end of the year. I think I'll post that up the 2nd. So
perfect.
I will post up I'm 1 week behind here because I missed a week here. But what was the movie? Stuff on You. Put up this week, and then I'll put this one up the following week. So we won't miss a week when it comes to people listening. Then I'll be all caught up. So
that's right.
All right, sir. I will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Till then.
All right.
Good morning.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.